With that said, learning to hack, and indeed to think like a hacker, opens a ton of doors in your life. You're going to have a new analytical way of thinking by this book, as well as a better understanding of what exactly is going on beneath the hood in your computer. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it's as full of as much useful information as possible. So please enjoy. Chapter 1, Thinking Like a Hacker. First things first, we need to clear up exactly what hacking means. This is the biggest part of becoming a hacker and is absolutely essential to a large number of things that you'll want to do with your newly found hacking skills. Why is it so important to hacking? Basically, because I'm of the opinion, as most hackers in the field, that hacking is just not computer terminals. Hacking is an entire mode of thinking. So what does it mean to think like a hacker? Being a hacker is a way of life. It means thinking unconventional ways to solve problems. It's not only breaking into broken systems. Is that a part of it? Well, for sure, yes, if you'd like it to be, but it's more an analytical mindset than an explicit set of actions. For this reason, this book isn't going to be a simple set of instructions, not at all. The reason for this is because hacking isn't just a simple set of instructions. By the very nature of hacking, hacking isn't that. There is no purebred singular definition of hacking, and it's not really a set action per se. It's just a way of addressing problems. I'm assuming that since you're listening to this book, you've got the most essential hacker quality, curiosity. They always say that curiosity killed the cat. Is there truth to this? Sure. And too much curiosity while hacking, especially without proper protection, can certainly come back to bite you. But you need to be curious if you wish to flourish as a hacker. Why is that? Because hacking is all about knowing how to find flaws in a system and exploit them entirely. Those problems will never present themselves to you. Well, that's a lie. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll be blatantly obvious. Sometimes there'll be textbook examples of poor code that should have been avoided entirely. But for the most part, they won't. You're going to have to look for vulnerabilities. Take it from me, nothing is foolproof, nor is anything bulletproof. Anything can be broken with the right tools in the right amount of time. However, this is where the next thing you need comes in. Instinct. You can break a lot of things, but you have to be able to decide for yourself whether something is truly worth breaking. There will be many times where you spend more time seeking out a vulnerability than you do exploiting that vulnerability. You also need instinct, which, don't worry, you'll develop with time in order to sniff out where vulnerabilities exist, what those vulnerabilities might be. For example, sites with input forms and field entry tend to be rather insecure. This depends, of course, upon the skill level of the programmer as well as the security of the underlying technologies. We'll go more in depth on the exact nature of this kind of thing when we start defining the classic hacking techniques. But for right now, it's just important to know the notion of input cleansing. Anyway, you definitely need to be able to sniff out those vulnerabilities and know precisely where they may be, which requires instinct. The next thing that most hackers share is a love for freedom. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean in a super patriotic way. I mean the hacker culture is infatuated with the idea of open systems and transparency. They tend to see the root of evil as those things which aren't free and transparent, and find issue primarily in that which is unable to be known. Because of this love for transparency and open systems, the hacker subculture tends to see freedom as the apex of their struggle. Freedom to know exactly what you're dealing with. Freedom to tinker and manipulate things. Freedom to do things however they like. Anyway, now that we've covered those primary ways that hackers think, we should probably talk about the various different forms of hacking. And yes, there are different forms. As I've said multiple times, this isn't all about being behind some terminal somewhere and breaking into things. Hacking is actually very detached from that idea. Not only that, but people whose only knowledge and interest extends only into breaking into and exploiting things are generally looked down upon. In other words, nobody wants to be evil, and even most people who do hacking for